Blink Publishing presents A Midlife Cyclist, written by Rachel Ann Cullen and read by Kat Rose Martin.
Hi, I'm Rachel Ann Cullen. Thank you for choosing to listen to A Midlife Cyclist, my book which explores the journey I've been on with my mental and physical health. It's my second book, and it's a deeply personal and honest account of my life and experiences with mental health, specifically body dysmorphia and how cycling helped me through. I wrote a second book because my story didn't end when my first book, Running for My Life, did. I felt I had more to share, as there is so much more to my journey than discovering running. This is a book about finding joy again and being able to see myself fully for the first time. I loved writing this book. It means such a lot to me, and I really hope you enjoy listening to it. Thank you.
Prologue. Somewhere in Vietnam, November 2018. I am riding a bike through tiny paths, weaving in between rice fields. I look across to my left and a farmer is diligently tending to the crops in his field. A Vietnamese woman cycles towards us on what looks like a 1960s retro high handlebar bike. It reminds me of the classic scene from E.T. when the boys ride up into the sky. She is wearing a traditional Vietnamese conical hat, which is tied underneath her chin with a floral scarf. I can see a pair of battered old shoes sitting in the rusty basket on the front of her ancient pushbike, and an enormous bundle of harvested grasses is miraculously tied to the back. As she passes me, I catch her eye, and her virtually toothless smile is almost the same width as her hat. I can hear nothing other than the sound of my own wheels turning and the occasional barking of a dog. I realise in this moment that I am experiencing happiness. That this is it. A feeling of peace and tranquility fills my being, and I know that, right here, riding a bike through one of the most serene and truly peaceful places I have ever known, is filling my heart with joy. There is no stress or anxiety here. The farmer quietly tending the rice crops in his field isn't in a battle with himself or weighed down with the burden of the daily grind. The pocket-sized Vietnamese woman cycling along, transporting her massive bundle of crops with a pair of battered old shoes in the basket of her relic bike, doesn't appear to be battling any inner turmoil, and I doubt she has been making inquiries with a local psychotherapist to tackle issues relating to her self-hatred. She looks as content riding her retro bicycle through the paddy fields as it is possible to be. It makes me think of my own wrangling with my ever-present angst and my busy, chattering mind, which tries to tie me in endless knots and wrestle me into headlocks most hours of most days. Anxiety? That doesn't exist here. Worry? Worry about what? Noise? Both internal and external noise are simply not a part of this reality. I'm riding my Trek hardtail bike through Vietnamese rice fields, and I feel absolutely and truly peaceful. It's a kind of peace that transcends anything I have ever known. I push down on the pedals and realise that I am in the tranquility. I am a part of it. I am here. In this moment, nothing else matters. My worries cease to exist. My anxious chatter about the hows and the whys and other disproportionate concerns about life's frustrating minutiae is, for once, completely silenced. I am riding my bike, and I feel as peaceful and as present as I can ever remember being. Of course, I've experienced similar feelings whilst riding my bike back home, but something about the beauty of this place cements what I already knew. That this is a special moment for me, and that my long journey to arrive here has all been worthwhile. I think back to my life back home and to the bombardment of must-haves. I fell for all that once. Even now I sometimes struggle to extricate myself from the barrage of tiresome propaganda. I look at the other school mums in the playground, and I can't help but compare myself and my life to theirs. It is surely a flaw of our society that we are now programmed to want more and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?